Welcome to the Internet Marketing Podcast. I'm your co-host, Scott Patton of www.podcasting-unleashed.com, the Dean of Blogonomics and Podology, welcoming you. Thank you very much for joining us. Along with my co-host, Brian Atkinson, the hottest new speaker on Internet Marketing of www.galaxyinteractive.net. Hi, Ryan. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing, Scott?
Great, great. So what we want to do today is talk a little bit about the lifestyle of a successful internet marketer, because Ryan and I have been talking quite a bit lately about the lifestyle that we lead and the fun that we have. I mean, beautiful sunny days. We don't have to be stuck in traffic going to work and commuting, and we have control of our time, and I think that's really, really important. And so we're going to talk about some of the lifestyle advantages of a successful internet marketer today. And that's what gets me really, really pumped about this business and industry that we're in. So, Ryan, what's your favorite aspect of being a successful internet marketer?
Well, I think, you know, it's an amazing thing. To be able to be on the internet allows us the freedom to do what we want, when we want to do it. And ever since I've become an internet marketer and actually been able to make money from the internet, I've been able to decide when I wanted to do things anytime I want. If I want to go for a boat ride, I can go for a boat ride. If I want to go for or do whatever I want, I can pick and choose how things work. My wife was asking me the other day about when we were going to visit our father-in-law, her father, actually. We're going for a dinner in Edmonton, and she wanted to know whether I could stay on the Monday or not. And I said, honey, of course I can stay on Monday. You want to come back on Monday? Let's come back on Monday. It doesn't matter. I just tell everybody I don't have to work that day because I'm an internet marketer and I can do what I want. That's one of the beauties.
That's one of the things that I really like too, is that I have total control of my schedule and of my location. And if I'm in Australia or if I'm in London and I'm doing a talk, my businesses keep on running and I'm still in touch with the business. Yeah. So, you know, I may take an hour a day when I'm in Hawaii, check my email, check my sites, do a little SEO stuff or an email marketing campaign or whatever, push some buttons, set it on autopilot, and away it goes. And I think that's one of the things that's really, really important is to make sure that you set up your internet marketing business so that it can run, a lot of it can run automatically.
Exactly. You know, there's a couple of things that I really like about running an internet marketing business is family. You know, I've got a new baby, and he's about 6 months old, and my wife's looking at this point where, you know, it's almost time for her to go back to work. She's got about 6 months until she's got to decide that, you know, whether she's going back to work or not.
Right.
And, you know, just sitting around at home doing nothing, working with a kid, she would love to be raising that child. And so I told her, you know what, we're building a future, and we've definitely got financial goals, and I'm trying to build a business all the time, making more money, but I feel that, you know, it's important that everybody contributes in a family in order for it to be fair. And she's determined now to start an online business so that she can replace the income that she's letting go of so that she can spend time at home raising her child. She actually kind of got sick there for a couple of days thinking about having to go back to work and having someone else raise her child.
Yes, that's not much fun for a mom or a dad.
No, because you got to think about it. You go to work, you have to be there by 9 o'clock or 8 o'clock in the morning, which means your kid's got to be in daycare by 6:30, and you don't see your child again until around 6 o'clock, 6:30 when you pick them up after work. The child goes to bed at 7:30. How much time do you get to spend with your kid?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. So the internet really sort of helps. If you can get an internet business that's making you more money, you can spend a lot more time with your children, spend more time with your family, you know, and do these types of things. And it really makes a big deal.
Yeah.
It makes a big difference.
In my case, I schedule every Wednesday to spend with one of my sons.
Oh, yeah.
We've done that for years and years and years, and it doesn't, you know, that's our time, and there's no way that anyone's going to infringe on that time. And I couldn't do that if I was working a 9-to-5 job,
exactly.
5 days a week.
Wouldn't be allowed to.
No, that's right.
Are you kidding me? You want to take a day off to visit your son? Get to work.
That's right. They don't like looking after the family. That's for sure.
Yeah. So what about real estate? You know, I know a lot of people here in the Lower Mainland, Vancouver area. One of the biggest issues is cash flow. A lot of people want to get in the real estate game because it's one of the best opportunities for investment. If you put your money into that, you can always make more money. But the problem is, in some areas, you're not able to just buy up a property and throw renters in it unless your income means that you can cover that mortgage every single month.
Right.
So a lot of people are using the internet. You know, they'll build up another passive stream of income, so build another business and get it making money. And as long as it's, you know, making a couple thousand dollars a month per business that they create, they can afford to buy another home, and so that income can cover it. So a lot of people are using this to sort to step them up into bigger investments into bigger things, to creating multiple streams of passive income in different places. That's one of the biggest benefits people are getting out of the internet
right.
as well.
Yeah, grow your portfolio because you've got more money coming in.
Yeah, exactly. So you also were mentioning travel, too. I mean, the object of being able to travel anywhere in the world, being able to log into your websites and do an email blast or do an email campaign or do some optimizing or do whatever you want to do. So it's pretty nice.
One of my clients recently took a 10-day trip to the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. And when he got back, he had $10,000 worth of orders, brand new orders.
Really?
Because he had moved his offline business online. Before, if he'd taken that 10 days off, he'd have got back and he would have had to start like from square one to get his sales going.
Yeah, you start your advertising campaigns a little bit all over again.
Yeah, and open the door and everything else, right? Because if he wasn't there, nothing happened. Mm-hmm. And now with an online business, he's finding it's working despite him. It's just like he said, it's like having another store that's open 24/7 that I don't really have to do too much to manage.
Mm-hmm. So do you like sitting on the beach, Scott? You ever go to the beach and hang out?
Absolutely. Love sitting on the beach when it's sunny.
A lot of people just love, I mean, if it was sunny all the time, it'd be nice if we could just sit on the beach all the time, right?
That's right.
You know, it's amazing because I see more and more, because I like the beach. Every chance I get, I've got a boat, and I go jump in my boat, and I'll take off to a couple of these little beaches here and there. And more and more, I'm seeing these people sitting on the beach with their laptop computers.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just amazing. I'm like, so what are you doing on that little laptop? Are you working? Oh, yeah. Are you online? Oh, yeah, definitely, because now we've got these cellular networks that are so good
that
you can work anywhere with your laptop computer as long as you can get an online connection. And you're able to manage websites. You can change your website. You can do an email blast from a private beach anywhere in the world.
Yeah, pretty
cool. Isn't that amazing?
That is.
That's one of the best things. You know, I just like that. I mean, it's the thought of it. When I first got internet marketing, my whole goal was I'm going to make a pile of money, buy a yacht, sit on my yacht, and work from any location in the world from my yacht, from a sailboat. And then I got married, and my wife didn't like yachts. She didn't like boats. She's scared of them. So that sort of changed, but the object is the same. You know, having that freedom, right?
That's right.
Freedom's the big thing.
And I think, you know, you've kind of hit on another thing when it comes to having a successful lifestyle. Whether it's an internet marketing or whatever, setting that goal and taking those dreams and deciding you're going to go and you're going to build those dreams. So, you know, take a few minutes, get a piece of paper and write out some dreams and start thinking about that. And every time you say, you know, I really would love to, you know, cruise the Aegean Sea and, you know, stay on Greek islands for a month or something like that, right? Well, the chances are if you get 2 weeks vacation at the place that you're working, that's not going to happen for like 10 or 20 years.
It's a lot of savings.
It's a lot of savings, right? But if you have your own business and you've got a successful internet marketing business, then you can go and do that. I mean, lots of people that are having that type of lifestyle now.
Yeah, exactly. The truth is, if you know the basic system of building and marketing a website online with the right tools to market and manage your business online, you can have a lifestyle you've always dreamed of with unlimited funds to do whatever you want.
That's right.
You know, people are doing this with, I mean, if you've got a job and you want to be, like you were just talking about a vacation, if you have a job and you want to figure out how to take a $10,000 vacation and you know it's going to take you 5-10 years of savings to be able to do that and to be able to pull a little bit of money away from your investment portfolio, it's not going to happen. Go out and start a secondary income. Just go and create an online business. But you got to have the right tools and the right knowledge to do it.
Yep. And, you know, the basic thing is this. If you get a website up, and let's say you can get it so it's consistently making $500 a month, mm-hmm. right? Now, what you want to do is have $4,000 a month coming in. All you have to do is do that same thing 8 times, and you're there.
You're right. You said $500 a month.
Okay. Let's get the calculator out.
We don't have to be great at math. We just look at the numbers, and they tell us how much we got.
That's right. But once you know what to do, how to do it once, then the trick is not to stop there.
Yeah, exactly.
The trick is to do it again, 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 because, you know, the cost of the web hosting, the cost of the domain name, the amount of time it takes you to set up the site and everything else is very, very small.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not like if you wanted to say, you're talking about real estate earlier, right?
Yeah.
I want to have $200 a month coming in from rent. Right?
Yeah.
So I buy a place, I get the $200 a month coming in for rent. Now I got to go buy another place and another place and another place. Well, that's a huge layout, 25% of the value. I mean, here it's $100,000 probably to buy a place.
Yeah.
You know,
minimum actually $65,000 down payment for a first-time buyer here in Vancouver.
Right. So I mean,
it's crazy.
That's, you know, so, you know, $9 to $20 for a domain, you know, $20, $30, $40 for the hosting, and a couple hours to put up the site. Now, versus $65,000, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, you have way more upside putting up a website than you do, you know, trying to buy. And then you've got to look after the renter or fix it up if he ruins it or whatever, right? So, I mean, there's a lot of headaches with renting.
So this all sounds really good, eh, Scott? I mean, we talk about, you know, this wonderful lifestyle, be able to do whatever you want when you want it, have a ceiling of no ceiling, so you can make as much money as you want as long as you put the effort in. So what are some of the steps that someone's going to have to take in order to move to this position where they actually can live this type of lifestyle and to give themselves more and more and more freedom of having more money and more time to spend with their family and be able to do more things?
All right.
What are some of those steps?
Well, I would say, like, the first step is to get the right tools. You want to have the tools that are going to let you manage and market your website online. And oftentimes, I know an old coach of mine used to say, you know, if you're going to cut down a tree, you know, spend 90% of your time sharpening your axe and 10% of your time cutting down the tree, right? Because if you go after a tree with a dull axe, like, there's a lot of work and a lot of frustration. The tree is going to be, you know, banged up and still standing by the time you're sitting there exhausted. And that's what we see a lot of, right?
Yeah,
we see
exactly.
People spend $10,000 on a website and 2 years later have zero sales and nobody coming to visit their website, right?
Yeah.
So you've got to get the right tools, and then you have to learn how to use those tools properly. And I think that's really the first step.
So I guess what you're saying is you have to learn to use the tools. Step number two would be to get some education.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
If you're going to be passionate about something, you want to make money, wouldn't it make sense to go and learn from somebody who's done this before?
Yep.
You know,
and you want to do something from the perspective of, I'm not going to be mediocre at this.
Yes.
I'm going to be like the best I can be, right?
Yeah.
And whether you actually are the best or are not the best is actually totally irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
It's you're constantly working at improving and learning and moving forward. And that to me is the key, and that's why you need the education. You need to have a coach or a consultant that works with you who knows that, because the learning curve gets really, really steep, and you can get you can learn all this stuff very, very quickly if you're working with the right people. If you're just reading books and trying it and, you know, testing out yourself,
yeah,
unless you're really, really a self-starter, which in our experience, most people, they need that help.
A lot of times I find people are good at starting, but then they get confused.
Yeah.
And they don't have somebody to go to get the right answers, or they try and jump ahead when they should have, you know, they missed a spot, you know. So it's always really good to have a successful internet marketer to learn from. So
yeah.
You should always, you know, befriend somebody who's successful. And I've seen people try and do this all the time. I mean, it's important to have somebody you can go to answer these questions. When you have a question about something you're about to do, is that going to help you? Is it going to hurt you? I mean, there's certain things that you can do online that people tell you to do because they got really good sales copy, but it's actually, in a sense, it may not be the right thing to do.
Right.
So it's always a good idea to find somebody to mentor you, somebody to coach you or to work with you, somebody you can build a relationship with and get the answers you need when you need them. I mean, think about it. If you're going to build cars back in the early 1900s, if you could befriend a guy like Henry Ford,
yeah,
it'd make a lot more sense to figure out how to build cars by being a friend with that guy and mentoring from him rather than going to the old horse and buggy guy and asking him how he runs his business when all these new model cars are coming out.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Makes a little bit of sense.
Yeah. Don't have to do it yourself.
Yeah. So step one, get the right tools. Allow yourself to manage. Get the right tools that allow you to manage and market a website online. Step number two, get the education. Find yourself an internet marketer to work with, someone who's successful, knows what they're talking about, knows how to lead you in the right direction, someone you can ask at any time. And step number three?
That would be, you know, set your goals and get motivated and get started. You've got to take action. Even if you're doing the wrong thing, at least you're doing something.
Something I learned a long time ago that I always do whenever I'm working towards my goals, because I always find that when you set out these big goals, like we just talked about, you know, having a yacht or working from the beach or having enough free time to not have to work and be able to raise your children and or buying real estate and different goals that we may have, it's important to know where you are and where you're going.
That's
so
right.
That's why I always remember. I think to myself, you know, where am I going with this? Why am I doing this? When I find a roadblock, which always happens when you set goals, you find a roadblock or something's in the way, you say, where do I want to go? And you look at your goal and you got to go for it. So always remember why you're here and what you're doing and work towards getting to your goals and don't give up. And I think that's one of the biggest benefits of having, you know, a successful coach or mentor that you can go to that can answer questions for you and help help overcome any of these hurdles. Whenever I find an obstacle that comes in my path, I have two or three different mentors that I can go to right now and say, what is the best way to get over this hurdle?
That's right.
And they help me get past it right away. And without that kind of support, you know, I'm really floundering for a while until I sort of learned my lesson the hard way and then sort of picked myself back up and kept going. So that's always been a good thing for me, is having these mentors that I can go to and talk to.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some of the tools to manage an online business. So if you want to, what do you need to make money online if you're not a tech? What kind of tools do you use, Scott?
Well, good question.
Or let's talk about some of the marketing techniques that you need to. Well, let's talk about that, actually. What type of things do you need to do on the internet that will require you to have to manage your own site? I mean, why don't you use a webmaster? Like, I know yourself, you don't use a webmaster to get things done because it takes forever to get things done.
Well, and I am a webmaster, right? I'm an expert on a bunch of different programs. So, but what you need is you need to find a way to make quick changes to your website. Right? Because I can make changes to my website when I want. I don't have to worry about someone in India or someone in England or someone down the street deciding whether or not they feel like doing the work I want done. Right? So the biggest thing is to be able to make changes to your website, be able to get it up and running as fast as possible, because we're always testing and we're always tweaking. Right? And you may have a great idea to improve your, make a small change to your headline, and it could make a 50% improvement in your sales conversion.
So would you say, Scott, when you're doing your sales on some of your websites, do you make changes to your copy from time to time?
Absolutely.
Yeah? So do you test certain pages? Like if you've got one page and it's converting pretty good, do you sometimes create a new page with a different headline and drive some traffic to that one and see if you can get a better conversion rate out of it?
Absolutely. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. So in order to really get a website to produce for you, you need to be able to test and tweak. You need to be able to get a certain amount of traffic, see that the traffic came in, and figure out how much of it converted to sales. And then we tweak the copy a little bit and then see if it produces more sales for us with the same amount of traffic. And
that's
if
right.
You don't have the ability to make these changes to your site, you're not going to be able to see what people want, what they don't want. You wouldn't even be able to ask some questions. So you need to be able to make the changes to your site yourself.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
In real time.
And then you need to be able to optimize it for the search engines, so to be able to go in and look at the code of this, you know, put in the meta tags, put in the meta descriptions, change your title, those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it can be, I mean, I had I took one of my sites to number one or two on a key phrase that I discovered that was really, really popular, and I didn't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, wow, if I could be number one for this phrase, I'd have a lot of people coming to my site.
Yeah.
And so I just went in, made some changes to the title and the descriptions and the copy, and next thing you know, I'm number one for this site.
Yeah.
Right? So
there's tons of niche opportunities out there when you know how to do the market research, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's great.
So you want to be able to optimize your site for the search engine, and that means you need to be able to know what terms you want to optimize your site for.
Yeah, and part of that equation is link popularity, right?
Yeah.
So we need to be able to trade links with other websites that have good link popularity in order to get our keywords ranking. So if our site has lots of links pointing to it, that makes it go higher up in the search engines, right?
That's right.
And so you need to be able to place those links on your site.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. You need to be able to put those exchanges on your site.
Yeah.
And also directories are another good thing to get
link popularity.
Get link popularity.
But just talking about the reason why we want to manage a website, the reason why we need to be able to do it ourselves in real time, and using some of these really cool tools out there that help us manage our websites ourselves really easily from any online connection is important, because if you want to optimize your site and rank on the search engines, one of the techniques is link exchange. And yes, you want to do article directories and business directories and things like that too, because they mean links coming in as well.
Yeah.
But you're going to need to be able to place a link on your site, ask somebody if they want to trade links with you, and then be able to remove that link if they decided they didn't
that's
want
right.
to. And
that's
think about
actually,
the costs, if you had to actually go to a webmaster to do that, they're going to charge at least $50 to $75 to place the link, and then $50 to $75 to remove the link. It actually takes you right out of the game of building link popularity.
That's right. Also, you want to be always having your new, fresh content on your site, which means usually putting up new pages.
Exactly.
Something new happens in your industry, you're going to want to, you know, put a page up with talking about that sort of thing, because those are new key phrases that you want to be optimizing. You can't, if you've got like 500 keywords that are things that people are searching for in your industry, you can't optimize one page for that.
I'll give you an amazing example about that. I've got a lawyer client of mine, actually, BC Disability Law, and you know they help people with disability cases. And every single time he has a case, he creates an article about the case. And he does a little press release that gives him a little bit of attention, and then he puts the article on his website. So he's able to log in, add the article to the website. And what he finds is that the search engines pick up these new articles really fast because they see the new content. And he tells me all the time, Ryan, this article is bringing me so much traffic, it's unbelievable. Have a look at this article. This keyword's kicking butt. I'm getting so much traffic just from this keyword. And he's got a legitimate law practice. He's not out there just trying to create multiple streams of passive income. But every time he adds an article to his site and adds new income to his business.
All right.
Yeah, so you need to be able to do that. Every time he would call up a webmaster in the past and ask them to make those changes, it's 2 to 3 weeks before that happens, which means, you know, an extra two to three weeks on top of that, or 3 months on top of that before that traffic starts to build up. So you want to be able to do this instantly.
That's lost sales right there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and you had mentioned articles, like how important it is to have articles on your site. Mm-hmm. I think you should have a whole article section where you keep adding articles based on different keywords that you've found, different things that are happening in your industry that people want to know about. You need to be up to date. And that's one of the reasons why websites and blogs are so popular compared to, you know, magazines and stuff, is that you're able to get fresh information immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So if it takes 2 months for you to update your website, I might as well buy a magazine.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's just as up to date as what you've got on your website. You want to be cutting edge right up there at the front, which means you need to be able to make changes to your website.
Another thing is testimonials, too. I mean, it's good to have testimonials on a website.
Absolutely.
And we're always getting people with new testimonials. And if these testimonials have been on your site forever and they're the same old testimonials that are always there, it doesn't show that your business is active or that you're actually making an effort to keep in touch or keep your site in real time.
That's right.
You know, so these adding new testimonials all the time whenever you get them will surely increase your business because people can see that you're active and that things are happening and that your site must be up to date.
Yeah.
And one thing I think that we missed that I just wanted to quickly mention, that if you don't have a website that's up to date all the time, you know, people can come to your site and they'll see something there. Maybe you've got a product or a price and it's not up to date. Maybe you have a site that just is a referral site or a lead generator where people contact you by, you know, finding more information on your website. Now, so many people out there have sites that have products that are not the right products anymore, that are out of date, you know?
Right.
I was just talking to the guys in the safe industry last week, and these guys, they have safes. They help people get into their safes when they break down and break. They service their safes, and there's a lot of older safes, and there's new safes. And they said to me, a lot of the safes on their website, they don't even have them anymore. So we talked to them about getting a content management system so they could take off these old site and safes, put on the new safes, put the right pricing up there. So then when people go to the site, they're seeing up-to-date, cutting-edge, you know, time-sensitive stuff. But your website has to be up-to-date, or else people look at it and they're going, these guys are out-of-date. What are you going to do? Expect everyone to phone you and ask you what the new products are?
Could you imagine if you were a car dealer and you had 1967 cars on your website?
It's ridiculous. But it's happening. Like, so many people out there, that whole catch-22. If I don't make money on the website, I'm not making changes to it because it just keeps costing me money. So we're going to show you some tools that won't cost you any money to be able to make changes to your website. Well, money on a constant basis, like the kind of money you'd spend with a webmaster.
Cool.
So some of the other things you need to have the ability to offer a free report or some free information to be able to leave a name and email address on your website.
Right, because that's a key aspect to being successful online. If 1 to 2% of the people that come to your site the first time buy, what happens to the other 98% of the population? You want to be able to touch them again and again and again. It's a basic premise of sales that you need to touch people 7 or 8 times before you're going to make the sale. And newsletters, podcasts, those are the ways that you're going to be able to reach and connect with your customers.
Yeah, so somebody had a system where they could create an opt-in form on their website. You can actually allow for some free information, because you do understand that people, when they look on the internet, they're not looking to buy, they're looking for information.
Yeah.
So if you can supply them with a steady flow of information, like Scott was just saying, of 8 touches. So if you had a way to have people opt into a form, put their name and email address, receive a free report to educate them further on what they're trying to make a buying decision on, and then touch them another, you know, have another 8 auto-responded emails that go out, then you have a much better chance of those people thinking of you when it comes time for them to buy. They're going to come back and seek you out when the time is right.
That's right.
Yeah. So you're also going to want to be able to send out newsletters. Once you get people into these opted-in, you know, when there's changes in your industry, you're going to want to be able to send out newsletters. You're going to want to send them up updates about products, or maybe there's a new product out that eliminates another one, or maybe there's a glitch with an old product. You want to, you know, let your customers know. And what this does is just keeps bringing, getting people to come back and buying more from you. And there are tools out there that help make this work for you.
Yeah.
Now, one of the biggest tools we're talking about right now is one we were talking about, was content management, being able to make change to your website and all the reasons why you should be able to change your site on your own. The other one is having this email marketing system that allows you to allow people to opt in by leaving their name and email address to get auto-responded emails, to the, which are a series of educational pieces or advertising pieces that you would send out to them. And the third thing is to be able to communicate with the entire list at any given time. So if there's something that comes up in the industry you want to talk to everyone about, you want to send out a newsletter, that you have the ability to send out a newsletter to people who have been to your website in the past, and that's what's going to get them coming back. So you're going to need a piece of software, which is like an email marketing software.
Yeah.
Okay, that allows you to basically do exactly what I just mentioned, be able to opt in, create a database, or create as many databases as you want, create as many autoresponders as you want. So some of these tools are some of the tools that Scott and I use that help us really make a big difference in building our business.
That's right.
So,
and the third thing that you really want to look at is stats. You need to be able to see, you know, how many people are coming to your site, how many of those people are buying, where did they come from? You know, how long did they stay on your site?
Yeah.
All that type of information. Where do they live?
Once you can measure your stats, if you can see your stats really easily, you could see, okay, I got 300 visitors in the last couple of days. How many sales did I get?
That's
you
right.
You know, make a conversion rate. Once you figured out how much money you made from a certain amount of visitors, you can figure out how much each visitor is actually worth. And then you can start buying traffic. You know, an advertising budget, so you can buy traffic. So you know that, you know, every visitor is worth a dollar to me. So I'm willing to spend 50 cents to get the person in, because I know that every person, whether they buy or not, is still worth a dollar in the end when I know my conversion rate.
That's right.
Right. So you need these stats in order to be able to know to tweak your copy, to know, or to be able to do everything, to be able to figure how things are working. So a couple of, you know.
That's right, because what if you changed your copy and you didn't know that your sales dropped?
Right. It happens all the time.
You know, or you change your copy and you didn't know your sales went up, so you changed it back.
Yep.
So you need to be able to know where you're at and where you're going in order to move forward.
Exactly. Exactly. And the internet's a beautiful thing. If you can track along, you can, with stats, you can even track how long people are on the page and things like that, and how long it took them before they went to the next page. So then you could figure out if the average person is reading your page only, say, 15 seconds in, maybe there's something 15 seconds in that's turning them off.
That's right.
It's really easy to go back in there, count 15 seconds as you're reading, and instantly find out what it is that's turning them off. But if you had a business that you spent $100,000 on, and you had a picture on the wall that offended 35% of the people that came into the store, and they just walked out, you wouldn't even know.
No. There would be, that's right.
You wouldn't even have a clue, because you can't track that kind of stuff, because people are coming and going. You don't know how long they're staying in there. You don't know what path they took and where they ended up and what got them to leave or what got them to buy. So that's why stats are really important, to be able to track these types of things.
Yeah. So there's a tool that we recommend if you're interested in managing your website and want to know more. And Ryan, do you want to just maybe let everyone know a little bit about it?
Yeah, this tool that we're recommending is called MCON. That stands for Electronic Marketing Console. You can find out more information about MCON at MCON, which is MCON-site-builder.com. So that's MCON-site-builder.com. So if you go to that website, you'll learn all about this amazing software that we use to accomplish exactly all the things we're talking about. This is how we manage our lifestyle. We highly endorse this product, and it allows us the freedom to have the lifestyle and, you know, of an internet marketer. It really makes a big difference in our lives to be able to travel the world and get online and do whatever we want.
So give us a list of some of the things that we're able to do quite easily on our site just using MCON.
Well, with MCON, we can very easily build the site ourselves. We can create a template. We can create the look and feel ourselves very easily, upload images, add content. We can add new pages to our website at a glance. I can just log in, add a new page, paste my content, and within seconds, it's published. I don't have to wait for anybody. I can add links for link exchange.
Yep.
If somebody wants to trade links with me, I can place a link on the site without having to wait or having it cost me anything to add that link. I can add articles whenever I have some new new article comes up, or if there's an article within my industry that I found, I can add that content to my website instantly and start getting more traffic to my website from those articles. I can optimize it for websites, I can optimize the website for search engines. Each page, I can set it up so that it'll target specific keyword phrases, because it's got a nice little wizard in there that teaches us how to optimize the page. And sometimes we forget, and we just have to read the thing, and it tells you exactly how to do it. So you can also create opt-in forms on our site. So we can build our own form, which we then paste on our site, and then when somebody puts their name and email into it, it goes into a database, which we can set up auto emails to go out automatically. We set up as many of them as we want. And the other bonus is, too, is if I want to talk to anybody, I can go into my database, create a newsletter, and email it out to my entire list anytime I want. I don't have to wait for anybody. There's no programming to do. It's just really just setting up my content in the right place. You know, the other thing we can do is we can check our stats at any time, because it's the console. MCON stands for Electronic Marketing Console. The console has a stats tracking link. You click on that, you can see all your stats, and then you can go back to your sites and see which keywords are coming in for it. It's pretty amazing. It's also full of resources too, so you can learn about internet marketing techniques by reading the resources. There's lots of information in there. You can learn more about interesting things you can do with HTML. There's just little pieces of code that you can go in this little area and search for something you want it to do, and it'll give you a piece of code. You take the code, paste it in your site, and right away you've got, you know, it'll do whatever you wanted it to do. I did it the other day when I needed to figure out how to make an iframe. I'm not a tech, so I needed to have an iframe so that a web page would appear in a page. So the reason for that is because I was working with SurveyMonkey.com, and I would have to send somebody off to SurveyMonkey.com to take the survey. So instead, I iframed it in so that they could take the survey right on my page, click submit, and my stats were left over at SurveyMonkey, which is a free service. But I wanted them to stay on my website without leaving. So I went into this little resource section. I went to the thing, you know, learn HTML, and I clicked on that. I clicked the thing as iframe and typed in the search. It gave me a piece of code. I pasted the code into my page, and bam, the iframe worked. It was just like that. It was so easy. So some of the other things you can do is you can find products to sell for yourself. If you want to find other back-end products to give to your clients, other things you can do endorsements on by using your list. There's a whole section in there that shows you where to find products, affiliate products, and things like that. It also has a list of search engines in there you can buy traffic from. So everything's basically within this console. You can buy, get traffic, you can do your advertising, you can find places to get products, you can get your site, you can focus on, you know, adding as much content as you want to your website. You can do the email marketing, basically to learn as much as you want to know about internet marketing from all within it, and it's just all there, one big package. And the best part I like about it is the ability to get to that without having a computer. I don't travel with a computer anymore. Laptops are a bit of a pain in the butt. People always trying to steal them out of my car. So you know what? I don't travel with them. I can just go anywhere and go see a client. I can sit down on their computer, log into my sites. I can do everything right there. I can go in an internet cafe, log into my sites. Everything's right there.
So what you've got is a true web-based application that can be used and accessed anywhere in the world at any time.
Anytime, any place.
Excellent.
One of the things, so I have one of my clients who has a public company, and so these guys, on a public website, if you ever notice, they're often posting up their news on their homepage. The homepage has always got a link to an article, which is the latest things that are going on with that company. So the way a public company works is they'll have a large group of investors, and whenever something new happens, they have to post that new information on the site so that the investors can see what's new,
right?
Are things going to be moving up, or are they going to be moving down? It allows them to, you know, keep confidence within that company whether they want to keep the stock. So now this guy, if he wants to, if he goes over to Amsterdam, for example, and does a business deal that's going to, in effect, bring sales up in his company, what he wants to do is, first of all, get that information on his website really fast. Then he wants to get it out to his stock promoters and his investors, letting them know the new news. So that they can let other people know, and then they buy more stock. So the big deal with this was he can now, instead of calling his webmaster, waiting for 2 weeks for this news to be posted on his website, waiting till he gets back home to Vancouver in order to email his list of investors and everything from his home email address, where he has to send them all manually, he can log in from an internet cafe in Amsterdam or London or in Spain or wherever he is. He can make the change, post the new article, email the list of everybody, all the investors, and by the time he lands his plane back in Vancouver, his stock's already gone up.
Nice.
It's a lot better than waiting 2 weeks, isn't it?
That's right.
You know, so this is applied to everything. Real-time business, you know, creating passive income streams, public companies, we all need control. We need to be able to make these changes now as business happens, not waiting till later. So that's one of the biggest benefits of MCON is that you get all the tools, they're all built in, and all you have to do is basically, you know, live the marketer's dream. You're still going to have to put some work into it, but at least you have control.
That's
and,
right.
And you're not spending thousands of dollars on people making all these changes for you.
So what's that website again, Brian?
The website you want to go to is MCON-site-builder. That's EMCON-site, SITE, builder, BUILDER.com.
Excellent. Now, if you're interested in learning more about internet marketing, we've put up a site with some information on that. And what's that domain?
GalaxyInteractive.net. If you're looking for somebody to walk with you and hold your hand and work with you on internet marketing, you can find a coach or a mentor or somebody that's willing to work with you and help you get your business moving. We work with people on any level, whether you're just starting out or whether you've got a very advanced business. We can take your business to the next level. We know internet marketing very well, and we're looking to build a few more relationships out there with people that want some help. So we've got a lot of free time in our hands, and we're dedicating it to others, and we've definitely got a team of coaches that are willing to work with you. So if you'd like to work with Scott or myself, go to galaxyinteractive.net, read the copy on there, and enter your name and email address, and you'll be in the loop, and we'll actually contact you personally and give you a free consultation on what it's going to take to get your business to the next level. And it's probably a good idea just to do that anyway. You might as well see, you know, what our opinion of what you're doing is and where we would take it. And, hey, you don't even have to work with us. We'd love to hear from you, at least to get your feedback and what you think of our podcast and the educational information that we're putting out there through our podcasts.
Right. So we're going to wind it up now. Thank you very much for joining us for the last half hour, and we hope you enjoyed this podcast and got a lot out of it. Until next time, this is Scott Patton, the Dean of Blogonomics and Podology, and Ryan Atkinson, the hottest new speaker in internet marketing, signing off.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye.